Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, many who love to work outdoors in the cooler weather making plans for what they plan to plant in their yard. Coming up Saturday, the Northeast Louisiana Master Gardeners Bulb Sale arrives with many varieties available. Here to share on what you'll find and other activities during the day is Christy Francis. The variety of bulbs. You had pictures of we're talking 40, 50 maybe at least.
Yes. Last year we had mostly daffodils, but we've expanded this year, and we've got amaryllis and dwarf iris and oriental and Asiatic lilies and a whole bunch of stuff.
In addition to the daffodils, correct?
Yes, yeah. Yes. We have at least 20 varieties of varieties that grow really well in this area and that come back and multiply. So we're really excited about that. So the selection, we spent a long time picking out everything. So we're hoping that we'll have something for everybody.
What do we know about the growing season? Are things looking pretty good? Farmers' almanac projections and things like that?
I think we're going to have a cold winter, but that's what's good about bulbs is they're dormant during the winter months, and they're dormant during the hot summer months. And so they come up and bloom and do their thing in the spring, and their foliage is gone by about June or July. So.
Yeah, when we look at the planting schedule, daffodils go first, maybe. How does that play out over the next couple of months?
Oh, okay.
When we look at the bulbs.
Yes. Well, daffodils and several of the bulbs will go into the ground now. Mm-hmm. The ones you want to wait on are the ones that need a little bit more chilling time, like the tulips, or which we don't have at the sale, but you can get. They just don't come back here. You have to treat them like an annual. But the tulips, but we do have hyacinths that need chilling time, and those would be planted mid-December or the very beginning of January.
You also mentioned some dwarf bulbs as
yes,
well. Tell
yes.
us more
I'm
about
excited
that.
About the little dwarf irises. We have several things that will do well in planters. I know a lot of people don't have a huge yard. They might just have a porch, but you can put bulbs in planters in layers, and then when they're done, you can plant your spring annuals in behind them, and it'll do really well. You can have something blooming all year long in your planters on your porch.
Yeah, spacing not really an issue in those planters.
Well, it's the depth that you. Some bulbs go in at six inches, some at four, some at two, and so that you can pack them in on top of each other, and they bloom at different times. So one will be up blooming, and then it'll disappear, and another one will bloom.
Constantly growing for you. So
yes, if you plant it right.
Well, popular varieties. Of course, we mentioned the daffodils. Anything kind of stand out that's going to be available coming up Saturday?
Well, the Asiatic and Oriental lilies are great for cutting, and they're fragrant. We have some hyacinth because we've had lots of requests for that.
Right.
Of course, the snowdrops, they don't necessarily grow that good here, but everybody's been requesting them because they remember grandmother growing them or that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got some special things.
Well, when we look at the sale coming up this weekend, Master Gardeners folks going to be there to give advice for any questions that some homeowners may have?
Oh, yes. And that's the most fun part is getting to meet the public. There'll be plenty of gardeners there, and they'll be able to give tours of the back butterfly garden if you'd like to see some of the butterfly plants. Some of those we'd have for sale in the spring sale.
Yeah, I noticed you mentioned early on we saw some monarch butterflies that were around the area.
Yes, yes. We've had several monarchs out at the park at Caroli. And we try to have lots of nectar plants and lots of the asclepias, the butterfly weed.
Coming up this Saturday with the bulb sale, as far as other activities going on, I know you're talking about the butterfly garden, but also other things happening along North 7th Street, because it will be taking place at the market, correct?
Yes, I think St. Pascal's is having an herb sale. So if you come out and you are interested in plants, you've got two sales to hit. So, and there's lots of activities happening at the farmer's market as well, and there's pumpkins for sale. And then I think River Market and several other places are having events, so I mean it should be a good. Unfortunately, the library had to cancel their event, but there should be a lot to do.
Yeah, proceeds from the sale, what does that go towards?
Yes, we do try to raise money so that we have funds available to plants, beautiful plants out at the Aviation Museum, the zoo, there at the Farmers Market and the Butterfly Garden, and out at Caroli, and wherever we can.
As far as Crowley and some of the other parks that you work with, in light of the storm damage, the parks hold up okay? Was there any damage to report there?
Oh, it was so wonderful going in and not seeing damage. Yeah. Oh, we were very thankful. We were further over. The neighborhood we're in didn't get a lot of damage, but we did travel through, and I think Doug did a lot of work with the Rotary to kind of help clean up. So the cities have done a great job of cleanup.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to bring up the Master Gardeners, a special presentation coming up next week.
Yes,
on the
yes.
28th. Yep.
There is a floral class on the 28th. You can sign up for it. I think the last day to sign up is tomorrow, but you can call the LSU Ag Center, or I've got forms that you can fill out. You can also find it on the Northeast Louisiana Master Gardener Facebook page. The forms are on there. So, and I'll be giving tours of some of the gardens of the park in between.
Well, the bulb sale gets underway this Saturday, the times that it's going to be open for the public, and how can you find out more?
Well, it'll be open from 9 to 3. You can either go through to the Northeast Louisiana Master Gardener Facebook page, or you can contact me at Crowley Park, or you can call the LSU Ag Center. And there'll be other publicity, so there should be posters out lots of places.
This Saturday, it's the Northeast Louisiana Master Gardeners Bulb Sale at the market at 7th Square in West Monroe. Christy Francis, thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you.
You can hear this and other Land Yap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.
Support for Land Yap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
My name is John Roa. I'm an attorney here in Monroe, Louisiana, and also I'm part of the Monroe Rotary Club, which has supported KEDM for many, many years. I think KEDM provides a link to information and entertainment that cannot be found anywhere else. I think it is vital that people who listen and use KEDM services come up here and volunteer to help raise money. We all know what's happening in Congress. And the only way to keep this station on the air and the programming at the level it is has to come from individuals and businesses who actually are located here in Northeast Louisiana. I personally support the station financially because I want to do my part. First of all, I listen to it. It's only fair that I support the station and help keep the programming on there. We don't want to be that corner of Louisiana that does not have a public radio station. It was a tremendous effort by the community to get it here, and I think the community is going to have to step up now to keep it here because it provides a link to culture and society that you can't find anywhere else today.